Today, President Bush signed legislation setting in motion the biggest government reorganization in more than 50 years, the creation of a new Department of Homeland Security. The new department is supposed to help protect the country against another terrorist attack and to respond better if one does occur. But the administration faces a huge challenge trying to pull together about 24 agencies and more than 170,000 government workers. NPR's Pam Fessler has the story from the White House.
The president today admitted he has very ambitious goals for this vast new department. And as if to back him up, the White House signing ceremony was packed with hundreds of people representing the many groups and missions involved.
First, this new department will analyze intelligence information on terror threats collected by the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Agency, and others. The department will match this intelligence against the nation's vulnerabilities and work with other agencies in the private sector and state and local governments to harden America's defenses against terror.
The department will also look for ways to detect and deter nuclear, chemical, and biological attacks. It will deal with cyber terrorism and border security and transportation safety.
The Department of Homeland Security will also end a great deal of duplication and overlapping responsibilities.
Right now, those responsibilities are spread among dozens of agencies. The new department will merge some of them, including the Transportation Security Administration, the Coast Guard, and the Immigration and Naturalization Service. As expected, President Bush announced the nomination of White House Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge to run the agency. He also named Navy Secretary Gordon England and the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, Asa Hutchinson, for two other top posts. The president said they face an immense task that will take some time.
To succeed in their mission, leaders of the new department must change the culture of many diverse agencies, directing all of them toward the principal objective of protecting the American people.
Lawmakers of both parties stood behind the president as he signed the bill. Many of them had pushed for a new department last year when the White House was at first reluctant to embrace the idea. Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer downplayed expectations.
It's unreasonable to expect that because a new department has been created, America will change overnight. That's not going to be the case. But America will change. America's ability to have homeland security will be improved.
He said it could take a couple of years, though, for the agency to be operating as planned, and that there will be some wrinkles along the way. It's those wrinkles that have some people, including lawmakers, vowing to keep a close eye on how the agency is set up. James Thurber, head of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University, notes that the law allows a big shift in power from Congress to the White House.
With respect to the authority to merge and move agencies within the department without congressional approval, it gives them power to hire and fire individuals. It also gives power to the executive branch to have secret committee meetings that are exempt from disclosure requirements.
The president today tried to allay some of these concerns. He promised to work closely with federal employee unions to make sure workers are treated fairly. And he said he'll work closely with Congress to help make sure the department is a success. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.